Vibhav is where rasa starts. It starts with lover and beloved. So the lover is Krishna and the beloved is Radharani in Madhura Rati. The sthaya rati is called Madhura Rati. There's Vatsaya Rati, parental love. There's Sakya Rati, brotherly love. And there's Dasya Rati, master-servant love. This is Madhura. Madhura Rati means the sweet amorous relationship between Krishna and Radharani gopis. So we discussed that, and now we discussed last week the Vibhav Lamban Vishai. Vishai means the object of love. The object of love is Krishna. He's called the Vibhav Lamban. Lamban, word Lamban means foundation, where it begins, where Ras begins with people and places. The people are Lamban, and the places, the situations are called Udipan. Udipan means stimulation for Ras. Krishna's flute sound, the full moon night, the banks of Yamuna, the forest, the Van. Just like when Radharani met Krishna in Kurukshetra, she said, "You're the same Krishna, I'm the same Radharani, but there's no Van here, there's no Vrindavan, it's Kurukshetra, it's a battlefield to establish Dharma. Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, Mama Vita Sivasava. There's without Yamuna, without Yamuna Pulin, and without the Van, there's no Ras. There's no Ras here. So let's go to Vrindavan." So that's the inner significance of Rath Yatra Utsav. Taking Krishna from Dwarka, which is called Sri Mandir in Puri. Dwarka is represented by Sri Mandir, where Krishna is with all the associates in Dwarka. And taking him to Gandicha Mandir. Gandicha Mandir is called Vrindavan. It's all gardens and simple life. When Jagannath Swami stays in Gundija for 10 days. He only eats fruits and wild things from the forest. No chapan bhog. When he's in Sri Mandir, the Mukhi Mandir of Jagannath Puri, big Mandir, he's eating chapan bhog every day. Chaka chak bhog. So we heard about the Prem Vishai, Lamban Vishai. Now we're going to hear about the Prem Vishai, the Lamban Prem Ashray, the shelter of love and the object of love. The object of love is Krishna. Vishai means object. So the object of love is Krishna, and the shelter, reservoir of love is the gopis. So they're called Prem Lamban Prem Ashraya. So he goes on with his discussion, which we're reading. Krishna is the object of love in all devotional relationships. In other words, Krishna is a Prem Vishai for Yashoda, Nanda Baba, for Raktak, Patrak, and Dasaras, and Subal, Sridham, and Sakirati. But Krishna manifests, although the Prem Vishai is one, Krishna manifests himself in different ways according to the desires and sthayarati of the devotee. So, he defines what is Bhagavan, because usually when we say Bhagavan, it means Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But you ever hear Bhagavat Saptaha Balas giving Bhagavat Saptaha, they always say Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. They never say a name. They don't say Bhagavan Narayan, they don't say Bhagavan Nrsingha, they don't say Bhagavan Krishna. They say Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. So what does this word Bhagavan mean? Jiva Goswami gives a nice definition. He said, Bhagavan means the absolute truth which contains an extraordinary combination of Aishwarya Madhurya. Aishwarya means opulence, grandeur, power, and Madhurya means sweetness, intimacy, love. Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna Ki. Madhurya Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. So, he says that Aishwarya represents the powers and majesty of Bhagavan, which he uses to control the universe. But you meditate on Viratarupa, or meditate on Krishna's opulence and powers, then you end up, and that's in Shantarati. It's not way far away, way far removed from Madhurarati. So Krishna, his form and pastimes, become the object of devotee's delight in Madhurati. It goes on like this. Jiva Goswami states that although knowledge of Bhagavan Sri Krishna's majesty is certainly knowledge of Bhagavan, but if one doesn't have appreciation or understanding or anubhav of Krishna's sweetness through which he can love, then his knowledge or realization of God is incomplete. There's two sides of Bhagavan, Aishwarya Madhurya. You just emphasize Vaidhi Sadhana and the grand side, the powerful side. Sarai Shraya Purna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All powerful, all controlling, all beautiful, all wealthy, all strong. That's nice, but what about the Madhuri aspect? He's lovable, he's intimate, he's kind. It says in Bhagavatam commentaries on 10th canto by Vishnu that Narada Muni is trying to convince, Uddhava Mahasaya is trying to convince the Vrijvasis that Krishna is God. He's trying to convince Nanda Baba and Yashoda, your son, Gopal, no, he's Bhagavan, he's God. What are you talking about, God? As soon as the clouds make a little noise and a little lightning, he runs out of his room, jumps in bed and says, Daddy, help me, protect me. As soon as he hears a thunderstorm or some lightning, he gets scared stiff. And then Nanda Baba says, not only that, when Nanda Baba is chewing pond, and then Krishna comes in and says, give me some of that pond. And so they offer Krishna tasa pond, amaniya. He says, no, I want from your mouth. And you're telling me my son is Bhagavan? He eats the jutta from my mouth. He eats the uchista from my mouth. What is Bhagavan? So every which way, you can't shake the Madhurya Prema of Vrijvasis. Uddhava is a great pundit, a great learned, saintly person, Uddhava Mahasaya, but he couldn't convince Nanda Baba or any Vrijvasi, any Stai Rati, that Bhagavan Sri Krishna, their son, is Bhagavan Narayan, God. Even they heard Garga Muni, the Namkarna, what is it called? Samskara, Namkaran Samskara. Gargarishi said, your son is Narayan Sama. Your son is equal to Narayan. He said, oh, that's nice. So our son is God. That's nice. Okay, what else is new? Give him some sweets. So whenever they have difficulty, Nanda Maharaj assures the Vrijvasis, don't be afraid of this Rakshas, this demon, because our son is like Narayan. Sama means like, equal. He's not Narayan, he's our son. Maraputra, Marasaka, Marapranapati. This is their bhav. There's Mamata bhav. Mamata bhav is a symptom of prema. Without Mamata bhav, there's no prema. Mamata bhav means you are mine. Sometimes some disciples say that to me. They say, you're mine. I say, get lost. Asvatantra Bhagavan Das. Bhagavan Svatantra and Svatantra Bhagavan Das. So I will Svatantra. Actually, none, to be truth. So this is the thing. The Lord's sweetness, if one has no realization of Krishna's Madhurya, through which he can be loved, only knowledge of the realization of God's greatness will not give you a taste of bhakti ras. Okay, all that stuff. Aishwarya, this and that, the other thing. It says here, without the foundation of knowledge of Krishna Aishwarya, you won't become able to fix the Madhurya Rati. So it's important. Because the gopis, they hear from Bhagavad Rishi Bhagavati Rishi and other rishis of Vrindavan, Dravasa Muni, Bhagavati Rishi, and Garga Muni, they're all living in Vrindavan during Krishna's Leela. And they oftentimes come to Varsana or to Nanagram and talk about the itihas and the mahima of Bhagavan. They talk about Nisringa mahima, Narayana mahima, Pani. Narayana mahima, and the different mahima of different Das avatar. And the gopis would gather around that rishi or sage with their father, Vrishabhana Maharaj or Nanda Maharaj, and listen to the talk, listen to the Harikatha. And the discussions, Garga Rishi, Bhagavati Rishi, what's the other one? Bhagavati, Garga Rishi, Dravasa Muni. They would hear all these things where the sage is always saying, and this is your son, and this about the Shing Avatar and the Raya Avatar, and this is your son. Is this our son? What are you talking about? They just keep quiet. You know, when you hear Harikatha, you're always quiet. You have 1,001 doubts, but you keep quiet. Because usually in Harikatha, the Katavachak, he doesn't ask any questions at the end of the class. Like when I give Karti classes, 30 days, everyone has to be chew. They say, I have a question, you could ask me in 30 days. I said, I'm leaving in 2 weeks. Okay, bye. Have a good time. Because we don't break the meditation, we don't want to get distracted. So they would just hear all these glories of Krishna, and sometimes when there was some danger in front of Vrishvasi's eyes, Nanda Maharaj said, don't you remember Garga Rishi said about the glories of Nrisimhadeva? So we don't have to worry about Kamsa. Krishna will rip him apart like Nrisimhadeva, you know? No problem. Because he's like Narayan is Sama. He's equal to Narayan. But he's not Narayan, he's just our little brat, you know? He's a little kid, you know. Because if you have Aishwarya Gyan of Bhagavan, you're like Brahma. Brahma has 4 heads full of Gyan. You have 1 head full of Gyan. You have to empty out the Gyan and fill it up with Madhurya. Brahma came to try to play games with Krishna, and he got in trouble. He became Vimo, big illusion, big bewilderment. With 4 heads, he couldn't figure out this kid. He says he's walking down the lane. In his left hand, he has yogurt mixed with rice. And between his fingers, he has 10 tuli pickle. 10 tuli is a wild berry, grows in Vrindavan. He has pickle made of 10 tuli between his fingers, in his left hand, and he's walking along, eating out his left hand. This is Bhagavan. He doesn't know one thing of Sadachar. Your left hand has, left, Vyahat has Ekam, Pishekam. Agikam Nadekia. So he is, well, this is Bhagavan. He doesn't know the basic etiquette. Even your left hand, Mushi Bhagavan. So he got totally bewildered. So he's a solid proof of a Gyani. And there's Gyan Gudadi by Rangaji Temple. The gopis, Gudadi means old ripped up cloth, Gudadi. You know, Gudadi, whatever. So there, Uda came from Mathura with his Gyan, his knowledge. He wanted to give peace to the gopis' minds by telling them to meditate on Paramatma. Krishna's like Paramatma. Paramatma is everywhere, all pervading. He's in your heart. Don't be intention. He's okay. He's right fully with you. I said, what? Come on. He said, no, you should meditate on the feet of Paramatma in your heart. I said, we don't want the feet of Paramatma in the heart. We want the feet of Krishna on our heart. We want to hold Krishna's feet on our heart. There's one here. That's our heart. What are you talking about? Meditate in the heart? No thanks. So they ripped his nigan in shreds. They take a piece of newspaper, rip it, they just rip it. And he went back with his tail between his legs, you know. He came barking, oh, 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 again, again, again. Paramount again. Dian, again. I said, oh, get lost. So he came back to Mathura and said, Krishna, the prema of the gopis and Mother Yashoda, I can't conceive it. It's a chintya, it's a boot, acharya, I don't know what to say. He said, well, did you learn anything? Yeah, I learned that I want to be a creeper. I want to be a creeper in Vrindavan, Gomalata Ushadinam, and be stepped on by the feet of the gopis. This is Madhurya Rati. This is sweetness. So this is, we like some people say, what is our upasya? Who are we whom are we worshipping? And people say, oh, we're worshiping our upasya. We're upasakas, we're Radha Krishna upasakas. Our upasya is Radha Krishna. Or we say Krishna. What is the goal of life? The goal of life is Krishna Prem. Prem Pamartamahan. And we say, no, you're wrong. We're not worshipping Krishna. What are we worshipping? They're not yoga here, it's only Krishna. What are we worshipping in Krishna? Are you one mouth or two mouths? The two brothers. Akash Rani. It's your voice coming from this side, huh? So, what are we worshipping in Krishna? We're worshipping the sweetness. We're worshipping the sweetness in Krishna. Madhur, madhur, madhur. When Vilvamangala Thakur in Krishna Karamita, when he had darshan, he had spurti of Krishna, he was astounded. All he could say is madhuram, 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 madhuram. Vasudeva Kataruchi. Jai Radhe. Oh, I really get loving now. Really shot up. Really good talk. Okay, welcome. So let's read a little more here. This is Krishna Aishwarya, the Aishwarya, presence of Aishwarya within a Madhurya Bhakta, like Radharani, Nandababa, etc., Brijvasis. Like you have a curtain, you have a curtain on a stage. Sometimes there's different stage curtains. So in front of the curtain there's one show, you open the curtain there's another show behind it. So the Aishwarya of Krishna is behind the curtain of Madhurya. There's a sweet curtain of Madhurya, and when you see Krishna in Vrindavan through the eyes of Prem, you only see the Madhurya aspect. You don't see Aishwarya. It's hiding. It's hidden. It's there, but it's hidden. When he needs to show it, he shows it. Just like Vasudeva is a strong man. He doesn't show it too much. But if you get him angry, don't do that. He'll throw you 10 feet. He'll throw you. So Krishna's Aishwarya is hidden behind the devotee's absorption and sweetness. It is for this reason that Krishna affection has, in the course of Krishna's loving and affectionate dealings with his devotees, he has experience of sweetness. When the devotees are experiencing Krishna's sweetness, they are never troubled by feelings of fear or reverence. That's why I say Mora Pucha, Mora Saka, Mora Pranapati. Mora means Mamata Bhav. Mora means mine. Krishna's Mora Saka. Mora. Marapucha, Krishna is my son. My son. He's not God. Krishna is my friend. Marapucha, Marasaka, Marapranapati. He's my lover. He's the Lord of my heart. Lord of my heart means my lover. That's what the gopis say. They don't say, he's Bhagavan, he's God, he's Narayan. They say, he's my pranapati. He controls my prana. My very prana is controlled by Krishna. He's my everything. Even when they catch a sight of Krishna's opulence and power, the devotee's dominant affection, which means stairati, does not diminish. But they rather think, when they see Krishna showing his power, killing Bakasura, Agasura and Vatsasura and all the Asuras there. When they see it, they see it right in front of their eyes. He vanquished Kaliya with 1,000 hoods. It doesn't shrink or diminish their styrati. Styrati means their permanent loving mood of Vatsayaras, parental love. Oh, he must be hungry. He's dancing so furiously on the heads of Kaliya, like you dance so furiously also. I know you. You're a famous dancer, devotional dancer. I'm honored to have your darshan, and your parents, I suppose, are there also. Sobhagya Mata, Sobhagya Pipa Mata. So this young lady, devotee, she's enacting the pastimes of Krishna through dance. And she really identifies fully with the character. That's absorption. Her styrati becomes Krishna's styrati, or Yashoda's styrati when Krishna's stealing yogurt, and she becomes Yashoda. So that's a great, great service that she does. She can absorb herself in Brajlila and Brajbhav. Because without Brajbhav, you can't depict Lila in dance. So you're way up there. So, that's what it says. Even when sees it, doesn't diminish. The devotee continues to think, Krishna, my son, my friend, my lover. Mora Pucha, Mora Saka, Mora Pranapati. I think that's it for today on this one.